Hello everyone, this is Patricia Goslan from the Prosperity Zone site. So today we're going to speak about the importance of focusing on beauty. So here's the thing, we attract what we focus on, and this is something that we all know because this is the basis of the law of attraction. So if you're focused on negative things and negative outcomes, then you will attract more negative things and more negative outcomes into your life. Make sense? Right. So we end up manifesting what we think into our reality. Therefore, we attract what we choose to focus on. So doesn't it make perfect sense to focus on positive thinking and attract a life full of abundance? You can choose now, right this moment, to live a life out of a hell yes attitude. Hell yes attitude means that your thoughts and your actions and your behavior have the flavor of enthusiasm, a hell yes attitude. In my spiral process, we explore the delicate and complicated relationship we have with ourselves. Unfortunately, many of us struggle to make peace with ourselves and to be kind and to be compassionate and loving towards ourselves, which can lead to a number of challenges in our health, in our economic prosperity, and in our relationships. So when we feel down, we tend to become slaves. Slaves of our thoughts, because this is what is driving us. We look for validation from the outside to make us feel good. The problem is that just as if you rely too much on validation from others, then you let the outside world, other people, control how you feel. So is this a slave attitude or is this a leadership attitude? And that can be a real roller coaster to give power on the outside world. So you can choose right now to make a habit on focusing on appreciating the beautiful, the good things about yourself, first of all. You can do the same thing on focusing on the outside world, training yourself to see beauty in everything you see. Beauty, hidden opportunities, and hidden goodness. It is a choice, and the choice you can make now becomes a habit, and when you keep doing it again and again and again, it becomes easier and easier until it becomes an automatic thing you do as a habit. And why do we want to do this again and again? Why do we want to learn and to teach our brain to focus on the goodness, on the beauty, on the abundance, on the prosperity, on the benefits of what we see on ourselves and in others, and even in objects, situations? Because it makes you feel good right now. It makes you feel free. It makes you feel abundant and free from that position. And when we are free from that position, everything becomes possible. So the exercise today consists in taking 2 minutes. You can take 2 minutes right now and think about a situation where you feel so and so. Maybe a decision that you are not able to make. Maybe a big no that you want to say to somebody and you're afraid to do so. So think about one single situation where you feel 50-50 as far as freedom is concerned. And ask yourself, what is beautiful about this situation? What is the hidden opportunity that I have right now in this specific situation? What is beautiful for me in this specific situation? Where is abundance in all that? And if you cannot come up immediately with an answer, you could ask yourself, what could be great about this situation? So what happens is that our mind, when we focus on a specific solution-driven question, our mind connects and makes specific new neurological connections and comes up with creative answers. It might be a stretch sometimes in the beginning to see beauty around you, and at the same time, if you keep asking yourself what is beautiful about this or about that, at the beginning you might have like some time lead before you come up with an answer. But the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And this extends to what you focus on the outside world too. So what you focus on in the people around you tends to be how you see and treat yourself. If you want to learn how to make peace with yourself, with others, and with life in general, if you want to learn how to immediately pivot your focus so that you can be, feel, and act great right now and attract more of the things that you love easily, if you want to have a breakthrough about the traps of self-criticism and perfectionism, and if you want to stop to be a control freak and live in joy, freedom, and love, I invite you to click on my site and on the section information where you can find my email and my Skype address, and you can connect with me. My site is patriciagosland.com. And you can ask for your free session. And with a very simple set of questions, I will show you how you can use this recipe to learn to focus on the great things around you when you feel that the world is falling apart. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye for now. Ciao.